702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock, let's catch up with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Bele.
Happy Monday. Here we go.
Have a good Monday.
I was on a flight yesterday.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, oh my goodness, if this were to happen, and the only reason, as I understand it, that these passengers weren't in considerable danger was how low the aircraft was. In other words, how close it was to landing. Had it been significantly higher up, they would have been in real trouble. Just explain this video to anybody who hasn't seen it yet.
So there was a flight, an hour flight in South Korea, and a passenger on board, according to his statements afterwards, he had recently lost his job, was feeling anxious, and really wanted to get off of the plane. So the plane was around about, according to reports, about 700 feet or so above the ground. So it's possible when it's below 10,000 feet to actually open one of those emergency exit doors. If you're higher, it's significantly difficult with the pressure, right? So this guy had opened up the door, and there you see one passenger filmed it. I mean, I can't believe you would film an incident when something like that takes place. But hey, now we have footage. And you see these passengers that are sitting close to that side of the plane where the door has been opened, and their faces are, you know, they have panic. Their hair is just all over the show, blowing all over the show. Some of the cheeks are moving, if you can picture that. So quite a terrifying incident for these guys, you know. Some people had to be hospitalized for breathing, you know, issues afterwards, et cetera, et cetera, but were released 2 hours or so after the hospital. So no serious incidents, thank goodness. And I suppose, like you said, it's because the plane was so low to the ground. But it got me thinking, you know, Bongles, when you are in a situation and you just happen to find yourself in the situation due to somebody else's actions. So has your life or have you felt a little bit endangered when somebody has done something and you've now found yourself in the middle of their actions? So it could
polite, Kabazela. it's that situation where somebody is doing something stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the word. That's what the word is, right? When somebody is doing something stupid and they put you and people around you at risk. Have you been in that situation? You've got examples?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be, example, you're driving with somebody and they decide, no, we're going to spin the car, we're going to do a handbrake turn or whatever it may be. And now you're the passenger in your car and you're saying to the guy or lady, come on, stop it, don't drive like this. And they continue and they continue. And then, you know, what do you do if you're the passenger in the back seat of a car? I remember once way back when we were young, a mate was driving recklessly on the way home from a club. And then we, mates of mine and us, when the car stopped, we jumped out and we said, bugger you, we're going. We're not driving with you. And we walked home. I mean, what's your story?
Or somebody on their phone. And they think, no. I'm like, no. Have you been in that situation where somebody has done something utterly, utterly obtuse, put you and those around them at risk? Tell us your stories and how you've handled it and how we should handle those situations. All right, Kabazela, like mother, like daughter.
Yeah, this is a very, let me put it this way, simple video that it was taken and has gone viral. So it's a daughter. She's an elderly, an adult child, let's put it that way. She's dancing to a song in front of her phone, and she's got a happy face. And, you know, the next minute her mother joins her, right? And the mother starts to dance with her as well. So it's quite a cute video, happy, happy, blah, blah, blah. But what people picked up, apart from the happiness of the video, is that the daughter has got very protruding teeth. Like, you know, they're very protruding, Bongles.
And, yeah, Shem, I thought, you know, if any dentist wants to go viral, they could help them.
They could. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's too late for her because I think she's got some missing teeth as well. But who knows? Miracles do happen in this day and age. And then the mother, you know, like I said, joins her. And then the mother's teeth are very similar. They're like basically the same as the daughter. And people were like, ah, yeah. And I was waiting for one of the parents to come in and see. And yeah, you can see by the teeth that that's the mother, you know. So it got me thinking about features that you have inherited from your parents. For example, my dad, the toe next to the big toe,
was
always over the big toe, and then the toe next to the big toe was underneath it. If you kind of picture what I'm saying, so it sort of sat above the two toes, and my sister has exactly the same toe.
Like toe issue.
Maybe our bosses are listening. It'd be quite funny. When
twisted toes.
Yeah, so she's got this toe that looked exactly like my dad's toe. So, you know, do you have one of those features like your parents?
All right, an inherited feature. You know what I love? The features are one thing, but there's also people who have mannerisms.
Yes.
And often what will happen is, especially for people who may not have grown up with a particular parent, but who retain a particular mannerism in certain situations. And those who knew your mom or dad or whoever it is that, you know, they associate that mannerism with will tell you, oh my goodness. Apparently, when I'm upset, I look just like my father. I have mannerisms as he did. Things I've never even seen him do. Do you have a story like that? A mannerism or a feature that you've inherited from your forebears?